Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, we just had a caller who was screaming at Dave because I mentioned the truth. Sorry, I guess I can't mention the truth. That one individual, member of the Green Beret, and one individual is a U.S. Army vet. That's just the truth. They both were involved in acts of terror. And both are despicable, disgusting, awful. But I can't mention that they were born in America and they were in the military. So, but I could mention if, and by the way, I mentioned what, five times with the individual inspired by ISIS, the debate of driven by ISIS, the power of terrorism from our country. I assume this call would be okay if this person was from the Middle East. And then I could identify the country where he's from, but the fact that this person drove from Houston to New Orleans and committed this disgusting, vile act and killed 14 innocent people and was in the U.S. Army.
I think it's a very intriguing part of the story that you have somebody that,
yes,
as you talked about with James Galliano, was either directed by or inspired by ISIS, yet is also somebody who in the past signed up to fight for this country.
Went to Afghanistan.
Yes.
Defended our country.
Correct.
That is a part of the story.
And is now driven to do something like this.
I want to get to that in this after we go to traffic and weather. Because we have too many people in our country, no matter the facts, where they just want to stay with one position. And we saw that all over the place, even when the information was out. Let's get to your calls and texts. 651-461-9226. There's no offending, Jabbar. None. Zero. Zilch. 100% inspired by ISIS. He's a murderer. He murdered those people. What? If you could ask a question, or what is your concern, or what is still jumping out at you, questions you want to ask. We're going to get to plenty of lighthearted stuff on this show. A lot of it. But this is an enormous story. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Doug has called in. Doug, thank you so much for listening. You're on WCCO.
Yeah, thank you. Very interesting here. Our country has been letting people in this across the borders for years without vetting them, without really checking deep into what they can do and what they can't do. But I do find out now that I think it's more a martyrism type thing. There's thousands of them, like I say, across in America right now. And they listen to stuff. And right,
but Doug, I'm going to jump in again. This is an American-born citizen. This is an American... Matter. born citizen.
Sleeper cells. They're called sleeper cells, and they get converted.
Okay.
And then maybe the conversion is pretty powerful, I guess. It must be. But
Doug, let me just jump in. I want to give you a chance. We don't know yet, because right now they have covered information, the authorities, from cell phones and laptops, that it was 100% inspired by ISIS. That doesn't mean yet that he was inspired by individuals he met, compared to what propaganda is out there. By the way, have we been too lackadaisical and creating a potentially dangerous situation by making the border too porous? Hell yes, I agree. But that may be completely unrelated to this part of the story.
Okay, I understand.
Anything else you want to say?
I'm just, I sat here listening, and I'm putting things together. And I know they got their own phone networks and stuff, the jihadists and stuff like that. But they're probably sitting around laughing. The more media coverage they get, the bigger job they did, because that's all it's going to relate to, is how big a job it was and how much coverage it gets. If you don't say nothing to them, you're face down in the dirt when you're done with them, that stuff's going to go away fast.
So, and I know there is a part where people want interest in it. But if you're in my role, or if you're in the role of members of the media, Doug, an honest question here, and 14 people on Bourbon Street celebrating New Year's Eve, 14 individuals are murdered, should we not cover that?
I agree, but that's how they do it. That's what they do. They'll die for it. They'll die for their cause. Across the nation, other places in the world, they do the same thing. Now it's on our soil. We have to deal with it. So,
thank you, Doug.
Have a great day.
You too. Bill has called in. Bill, go ahead. It's 30 past 12. You're on WCCO Radio.
Hey, sorry ahead of time if my Trump derangement syndrome shows here, but I'm legitimately concerned about a new FBI administration coming in, where they're talking about their specific goals being to go after Trump's enemies. And they have a list of who got in the way of Trump and who has upset Trump. When we have things like this happen, because no offense to the president or anybody else in government, but I think their lives should not be put first in front of general public's lives. We need an FBI that is independent, that can search for the criminals out there, the terrorists out there, they can do their job. And if we're going to clean house and get rid of everybody who isn't falling in line with the Trump administration, I think we're in serious trouble.
Well, and I think that's a very valid point. And I can assure you, I'm already getting texts from individuals who are blaming the Biden administration and feeling like they've been too soft, and that the Biden, quote unquote, Justice Department has spent too much time going after Trump and also people close to him. So there is that feeling. It would be great, which just would be a novel concept, if we could have an FBI and we could have a justice system and they were separate completely from the two parties. And Donald Trump, he won decisively. He's going to get great deference on his selections. That doesn't mean the Senate has to back away. But, Bill, it is very clear that Donald Trump wants complete loyalty. Cash Patel has been extraordinarily outspoken in going after Trump enemies. And he has a very strong chance to get the FBI. Now, if he backs away and more of that was just bluster, that was to sell a book, and he adapts to the job itself, then I will praise him for that, because it is a dangerous situation. And as George W. Bush said years ago, our intelligence and God knows how many thousands of attempts of terror that have been stopped by Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden and their administrations, okay, and the FBI, not the presidents. How many they've stopped, but when one happens like this, we all raise questions. And at a time, point fingers. Yeah. And I don't fault Doug for calling in. I don't fault you for calling in. and raising points that you're drawn to.
Yeah, and I didn't vote for him, but like you said, I wish the best for him because I wish the best for
too.
Our country.
Absolutely.
And I think who we bring in, we have to have people that are just good at their job.
Yep.
And I don't know why it's so difficult for an administration to say, like, we're going to look and see who hasn't done their job and then look and see who does the job and who does it well. And let's go from there.
Thanks, sir. Ed. I appreciate it. It's 34 past 12. Let's stay with this, and we're getting a little bit of that feel, but I want to expand on just some of the beliefs that someone have, no matter facts come out, or even before facts come out, especially when it's a story like this, especially when you're passionate about an issue. We'll continue on this. It's, what are we, the home of the Twins? I think we are.
Yes, we are.
Do we have a game tonight?
They're off today, back, I think, on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we have for our bumper theme today, sir?
Well, it's a little lighter than, obviously, the topic we're talking about this hour, but yeah. I noticed it's National Buffet Day today, Chad.
Oh!
So we're taking a musical run through the buffet line. We started with salad days. Right now we have Fruits of Our Labor. A little later we'll be hearing about chicken, pasta. Perhaps the ice cream man will make a visit.
Yeah, I asked it, and we're about to jump back into the serious topic. I don't remember if you provided me the story or I found it, and we never got to it on air, I don't think. I think it was like 2-3 months ago where a mom had set up a buffet at the house.
That's right. They had like family of 12 or something, right? Yes. Yeah, a ton of kids.
You know, so they had the glass and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was permanently there.
Yeah, she got it secondhand from a buffet restaurant that was going out of business or didn't need it, whatever.
Right.
It's a genius idea for the mom.
Yes. Okay, let's get to the number of the texts here. Terrorism came to this country as a result of Republican policies overseas. Terrorism has been a part of our country forever. When we think of the Middle East and attacks on our soil and what changed things, it's not as if we didn't have other type of attacks before September 11th, Dave. Because we did. Including decades back, including, you know, there's a lot of debate on Clinton, the opportunities he had to kill Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And the attack on our soldiers abroad when Clinton, if you believe the reporting, missed that opportunity. September 11th. Obviously changed an extraordinary amount. 23,000 people murdered. 3,000 people just going about their lives.
On live TV.
On live TV. Some, very, very few live saw the first plane. But a lot of us saw the second plane.
Mm-hmm. Watching the Today Show or whatever we were watching.
And then a lot of us saw the first tower go down and the second tower go on. And the world was incredibly different. Now, was it as different as I thought it might have been? Here's what I'm going to say, no, because I still felt like that W in those first few months, because of a surge in popularity, could have reached out to almost every single one of us and said, I want you to pitch in some way. And I think that opportunity was missed. Now, a comeback would be, well, he didn't have as much of an opportunity to do that because he was worried about what other attacks were taking place. And then going after Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Well, then we were in Afghanistan for 20-some years and was a disastrous departure by Joe Biden. And by the way, had Trump set up an awful agreement? Was Trump willing to meet with Al-Qaeda at Camp David? Yeah. But by the way, Joe Biden was president month after month after month. So did Bush mismanage Afghanistan after the first year or two? Yeah. Did he believe what a lot of people believed on WMDs with Saddam Hussein? Yeah. For those who are convinced they knew all along about the lie, Bill Clinton believed there were WMDs. Hillary Clinton believed there were WMDs. John Kerry. Tony Blair. They were wrong. But this idea was only the Bush administration. Were there people within that Bush administration who just wanted to finish off what HW had not done? Hell yes. But to say only Republicans have brought terror to this country is pretty narrow for me. There can be very different policy positions. Think about all the drones that Obama used. You know, for the guy who supposedly was going to be such a pacifist and he was coming for your guns, right? Use drones like nobody else to kill individuals. And then for some, the belief that when he pulled back too much, that was the rise of ISIS. And there's no doubt that under the Trump first administration, there are many members of ISIS who were killed very quickly. Was ISIS ended and it was done for good? No. What a shock. Donald is using a bit of hyperbole. But did he kill thousands of them? Did he go further than Obama would in certain policies? Yes. Part of what I'm drawn to this, too, is I know there's a lot of discussion the last couple of days, too. Well, they were reevaluating everything and they were looking ahead to the Super Bowl, which is in New Orleans again. Where I did say the other day in my prediction, the Vikings will win the Super Bowl, and I'm standing by it. The Vikings this year, in our prediction segment the other day, will win the Super Bowl. And so some of the what they place on streets and on sidewalks, they were repairing them, they were adding different things, but they still had that police vehicle preventing people from driving a vehicle down the street. But then this truck and what this vicious individual did, this vicious murder day, he drove down the sidewalk. Not all the time do you have that many people in areas of downtowns across America. But think about what downtown used to be like down here. Okay, I'm going to the Wolves game tonight. There's going to be 19,000 at Target Center. Vikings game last week, there were 60,000. And yeah, there's a police presence and there's cameras here. There's some acts of terror where it's unbelievably derelict by the authority. Those, I think, are the rare exception. I think overwhelmingly at the city, state, and federal level, we've done an amazing job since 2001. Who would have thought, and again, 14 people are murdered now. Right? We've had other awful acts of terror by individuals who might have just done it on their own due to mental health, whatever. We still don't know what happened in Las Vegas, by the way. We still don't know enough. This is my one question I meant to get to Jimmy and I didn't. We don't still know enough about the first person who tried to kill Donald Trump, do we? I started saying that 4 or 5 days after. I cannot believe we don't know more information about that individual who missed killing candidate, now president-elect Donald Trump, by a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
So, and we've got a Secret Service story today of some incompetence.
But if someone wanted to drive up on a street in New York City right now, Las Vegas right now, does every sidewalk have those bullocks? I'm forgetting what they're called right now. No. So you can't be flawless every time. Part of what I'm going to say, and I want to get to other texts, but I'm going to do this. In our first call, and I really appreciate that Doug listens, but Doug was going to this is related to the Biden administration and too soft in immigration. By the way, on this show for 4 years in the Biden administration, I agree. They tried to go too far away from Donald Trump. And then Trump did sabotage an agreement, there's no doubt. But then when he put in that executive order, it slowed it down. Why didn't he put that executive order in 2 years before? And clearly the Republicans were just saying, Joe, whatever you want, we'll just completely agree with your policy. But when you're the president, you get a lot of credit when you probably deserve maybe half of it. And you get a lot of blame when maybe you deserve about half of it. Maybe you deserve three quarters. But in this case, this is an American. God knows what caused him to be inspired. Right now, it appears not directed. That's some of the reporting from what the authorities think they know and told members of the Select Committee in front of Congress. I think it was just the Senate. Maybe we're going to find out more as directed because information can change. But right away, in the hours after, it was, well, this has happened because of Biden's immigration policy, driven most importantly by Donald John Trump. And he's continued to put that out, by the way. So has Donald Trump Jr. So have others. I got it. He won. Tom Homan's about to be on Fox. He's going to be the Trump borders czar. Buckle up. Who knows what's going to happen, right? But can we actually wait for a couple facts? Or can we pivot? Like if there, because there was an erroneous report of this person had entered, before they knew who it was, had entered illegally. Well, then you're allowed to tweet out, hey, we have new information, or to take something down. But we're unwilling, if it changes our persona, our brand, our belief, where we're positioned on the hot take position, to the far left, far right, to say, hey, I could wait till a press conference. And then as it turns out, I thought it was going to be, this is some crazed terrorist who was let in because of Biden's soft policies. And I can still say, hey, by the way, I still think Biden's policies were soft. But guess what? This guy was an Army vet. We just don't want to wait because we just have to further enhance where we stand on the spot.
It's that startling desire to just be able to say, I told you so right away, right? To just assume, well, this has got to fit the narrative that I've made in my head or that I've heard from others, repeat, 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 repeat.
Or I've said for years.
Exactly. Right? Well, this is what it is when we have no idea. You know, the FBI had no idea.
Take a deep breath. We can wait just a little bit.
Yes,
right?
They were saying today during the press conference, they were trying to explain how at first they were going with, well, looks like he had people helping him. And, well, turns out today we think it was a complete lone actor.
And if there's one report which amplifies your position, and then it turns out it's erroneous, you're allowed to say, turns out that information wasn't right. You can put that out there on some platform, on your Twitter, or on your radio show, or your YouTube, but people don't because they feel like, well, I just still want to stay locked in my position. What do you want to say about that and other parts of this conversation? We're spending the first hour in this. We're definitely getting into lighthearted topics at different times throughout the show, and I appreciate you listening. You're allowed to massively disagree with what we're saying or agree with what we're saying. 651-461-9226. Chad, in an open society like we have, you can't prevent all the stuff, unfortunately. There's plenty of truth to that.
Yeah, that's something Galeano said, especially talking about a lone wolf, lone actor.
Right.
And more texters are pointing out Oklahoma City and other events. I get it. I mean, there are individuals abroad who hate America, who are coming for American citizens, whether you have anything to do with policy or not. They are individuals. They're organized cells. There's also deranged individuals who are lacking no decency, no empathy, and filled with hate, who were born in Cleveland, Ohio. Okay? And I'm not taking away that this person was inspired by ISIS. That's an enormous part of the story and should be pursued heavily. But when you're trying to stop everything, as the texter points out, and part of what I was trying to say last segment about, we can't, okay, the two of us parked a decent ways away, we're going to walk, and there's, even though downtown Minneapolis is not the same, there's tens of thousands of people in downtown Minneapolis right now. There's about to be about 20,000 at Target Center. If all of a sudden there is just an awful plan by the Minneapolis Police Department or Jacob Fry or Tim Walz, as there was after George Floyd, then you're damn right this show is going to point it out, and we did day after day after day. But you're also allowed to wait for a few facts to come out. And it is enormous, don't you think? Inspired by ISIS versus directed. Neither, if one's going to be correct. It's not going to bring 14 lives back. And, I mean, somebody who's from Lakeland Shores could be inspired by ISIS. And it's frightening. It's just different if it's literally directed.
Mm-hmm.
And as a director from individuals who have infiltrated this country, if it's individuals who some are communicating through back channel communications, there's just a lot of layers to what it could be.
There is. And, you know, I think we're all focused on the car attacks now, right? Because obviously we saw what happened in New Orleans. We remember what happened in Germany just a couple weeks ago at the Christmas market they had there. And certainly they've happened before that. And you brought up the point last segment. How many people are in the streets of New York right now? How many people are on the streets of Chicago? How many people are on the streets of L.A., Philadelphia? Name your, you know, massive downtown area where the streets are full constantly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, the
and
Super
Bowl.
And
it appears he went there knowing a lot of people would be.
Yeah.
There.
You know, the Super Bowl, they're going to have barriers and it's going to be a locked down area. But, you know, these car attacks could happen anywhere and we're not going to have, you know, concrete barriers up blocking every sidewalk in America.
It's not possible. Somebody talks about how long did I promote the Russian hoax. I would encourage you to read the Senate bipartisan intelligence report if you think Russia was not heavily involved with the Trump campaign in 2016. I have 17 oceans in my backyard in Plymouth.
It's a lot of oceans.
Yeah. By the way, was Robert Mueller a complete failure when he testified? Yeah, he was. Your Lindis construction time check is time for you to get $500 off your insulation project and call for more details. I'm going to read one more text. The Justice Department has not been weaponized under Joe Biden. Trump is a criminal. You will see that weaponization under Trump. That is guaranteed. Part of how Trump won, Dave, is convincing individuals that every attack at him was directed by Joe Biden. There's no doubt in New York with Alvin Bragg and Tisha James, they ran for their offices
yes,
saying they were going after Donald Trump. The idea that Joe Biden was directly involved with the Justice Department, show me proof. Show me proof, because right now, the word is Joe Biden's mad at Merrick Garland. I raised this right after the election. Because it took them multiple years to go after Donald Trump. If it really was directed, Merrick Garland would have filed those charges instantly and potentially eliminated the possibility of Trump running. Guess what? He ran, and he won 7-0 with the swing states.